Hello and welcome. I got some great news. So hold on, wait, before we get into this episode, I want to tell you guys that we are making it to the TV screen. Yay, big TV. Positive Thoughts with Uncle Tim will be on Tuesdays at 10:30 a.m. and Thursdays at 6:30 p.m. on Comcast channel 25. And we're also on AT&T channel 99. Hey, let's bring this positivity into your living room, into your life. See you guys there.
The opinions expressed in the following program are those of the producer and not necessarily those of WKTV Community Media.
Hello and welcome to another episode of Positive Thoughts with Uncle Tim. I'm your guest and I have my co-host, Mr. Vine.
Vine Ruff,
straight out the Shy.
I say Holland, Michigan, I mean. But yeah, you know.
Yeah, he's representative of Holland now.
My birth certificate say Cook County, so. But I say Holland, you know, Holland really is the best beneficial, you know. I ain't gonna lie, like, bad.
Well, we gonna leave the past in the past and go with the future. So Holland, Michigan.
Holland, Michigan. But, you know, you always gotta grab somebody up from the past, you know, and that's what our life is about. Once you get to an elevator and you learn the things that's not taught at that level, mm-hmm. you go grab somebody and be like, listen, and make sure that you stay on them and keep, you know, pushing them to level up and give them a different view of life. You know, because a lot of people don't get that opportunity. They stuck in that bubble, you mm-hmm. know. But once you get it, pop that bubble or that spin, you be like, man, where are we going next?
Where we going, baby? Who leading the way? You know what I'm saying? Are you right, man? And that's why I always try to do the uplifting, man. You know, even with all adversity that comes, man, you know, things look good from the outside. We don't see the things and the trickery that the devil puts in front of us daily. You know, you just see it from a standpoint of me being positive, me being enthusiastic, you yourself, enthusiastic people,
right.
uplifting people anyway. They only see that part. They don't really see what goes on behind closed doors, the devils you fighting, the things you got going on, that people trying to pull at you, you know, because we all start staying that high. Myself, you know what I'm saying, most definitely. I try to stay at a high level, man. I don't let things bring me down. You know, like I told the person, my love don't change, man. I don't care if you cuss me out, you know. It ain't gonna change my love, cause my love real. You know what I'm saying? Like, this ain't gonna change, man. It's gonna be the same me. I'm still giving the same compassion. I'm still give you the same respect. I might not speak to you for a couple days, cause I gotta let that
calm down.
I can't just explode on people, but I know how to take my time and say, you know what, let me just step away for a minute, man. Gather myself, gather my thoughts, gather my emotions, and revisit this. You know what I'm saying? Cause I don't hate nobody, so I'm not gonna say nothing crazy like, oh, you. Nah, I'm gonna reserve myself, compose myself, and I'm gonna readjust myself. So that's one of the biggest things right there, man. It's just trying to stay level-headed, stay balanced, man, while uplifting, man, and, you know, and keeping that front up that you shall overcome, man, because a lot of people don't believe it, man. So I try to be that
voice that, hey, look at me, you know?
Yeah, like, man, it's out here. You could do it, man. Don't give up. Don't fall, you know? Keep going. You know, it's going to get tough. It's going to get rough. Some people going to trip you. I've been tripped just last week, man. I got tripped up two times by somebody. But I'm not going to explode. I'm not going to trip. I'm just going to keep moving, man, and let this avalanche of positivity, man, you know, overrule, man. You know, that's all I could say is that I just keep it moving, man. Ain't no use in stopping, man. Ain't no use in debating about what, you know what I'm saying, because God don't stop, man, and God always going to provide, man. God always going to make a way, man. Long as I make the choice, I have to make the choice. I found that out, that if I make the choice, God gonna do the miracle.
Right.
All right. So if I make the choice, God creates the miracle, and can't nobody stop that.
Can't stop that.
Not if they wanted to.
That's crazy, because I had an incident where both my phones came up stolen.
Oh, wow, see?
These two phones are like my computer, my database, like everything's in there. So now I got an iPhone, and I used to have an Android, so I can't switch everything, you know. And it's like, man, like, what I'm gonna do? I've been depressed, because so much was in there. I'm like, man. And then I was in school, too, at the time.
Yeah.
And I didn't feel behind so much. It's like, man, I had to think about the positives. Like, look, go ahead and focus on this iPhone, because the iPhone is all about business.
Right.
That AirDroid was all for the games.
See?
You know? So I've been focusing. I did that, what you talking about right now. And it feels so much better when you, like, leave something like, oh, your karma going to come.
Mm-hmm.
You know, let karma life build up and take it as easy, but keep moving forward, and your blessings will come, you know. So it's karma and it's blessings, so you got to take that route.
You got to take that route, and we ain't the ones that out to punish nobody. God punished for you, man. I tell people, don't play with God, man, you know, because I want a God's favorite, man. So you mistreat me, man, I ain't gonna be the one, you know what I'm saying, to go upside your head. You know what I'm saying? Not no more God going upside your head, you know what I'm saying? In that manner. And I just kind of leave it at that, man. You know, I'm not even going to debate about it. I try not to get too hot-headed with nobody. I just let God work his magic, man, because even if he don't give him the 1-2, you know, he going to give me the path to take, you know what I'm saying? Right. I just have to sit down and meditate on that. And that's one of the biggest things that I really focus on is meditation, man, and gathering myself. Before I found myself, I wasn't into meditating. I wasn't into finding my space. Mm-hmm. You know, I was just one of those people, just, I'm out here, man, by impulse. I was once diagnosed. I was at camp. The lady told me I had impulse control. I had impulsive control. I had impulsive control where that I just do things impulsively. You know, I don't think them through.
Right, you
and I just
do
react.
It.
You know what I'm saying? So I need to learn self-control. But ever since I learned how to meditate, man, and gather myself, I don't really make those many impulsive decisions no more. You know, I think things out a lot more. My actions just think just, boom. And they're like, why I do that?
Right.
You know, now it's more like, okay, let me think this through. Sometimes you get through there. You know, the devil is strong, man. You know, he plays those games, you know, and he'll bring people into our life, you know, that bring some of those things out of us. You know, I had some people come into my life and it started making me revert back to my old ways. And I had to catch myself. I'm like, man, this ain't me. This dog attitude, you know. I say, I don't carry myself in that manner. But like they say, if you run in the pack of wolves, you're eventually going to carry some characteristics of some wolves. You're going to get some fleas. You'll get some ticks, right? Some mannerisms going to come around. If you stay around it too long, that's why I try to uproot myself out of certain situations. I just don't do it, man. You know, it ain't healthy, too. And I try to get that advice out to people that it's okay to uproot yourself, man. You know, it ain't that you have to stick with this. It's a choice,
mm-hmm.
You know? And you can always make the choice, say, man, you know what? I'm just going to step away, man. You know, I still love.
Right.
I don't hate you.
Right.
I don't dislike you. But I got to learn how to uproot that so I could be comfortable, so I could have my sanity, you know. And since I found that sanity and that comfort in life, man, it's been a rocket, man. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, I'm loving it, man. You know, I really am, man. And I'm joyous about it all, man. And like I say, that's how I met you, man, because a common person was just like, y'all got to get together.
Right.
Y'all got the same like mine. You know, when I look at you, I see you. You don't stop, man.
Man,
you know what I'm saying? You ain't letting nothing hold you back, man. And that's my mentality. But when I talk to a lot of people, they got every reason why they can't. And they know every reason why they being held back. And they letting it be done to them, and, you know, without fighting back. You know, they more of a complainer than a doer, you know. And it's like, I can't be around complainers too much. It just don't work for me like that, you know. that ain't how I'm built no more. I can't complain about it. When the more I complain about it, I feel like the more I give the negative energy more time to fester it within me. But if I just dead it, on to the next play, it's on to the next play, man, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Quick way to just let it go, you know, on to the next play and keep it moving, man, you know, so. That helps a lot, man. You know, how you handle that?
I think you hit that on point, because, like, people don't actually think about their actions, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And some people just, I feel like when you level up and get to that span in your horizon, around that, out of that small circle you keep,
yeah.
You know, and I'm gonna search, like, I was just thinking, like, how you said, like, you know, when you hang out with wolves, you catch all that.
Mm-hmm.
But that's the same thing. Like, imagine just hanging out with wolves, some sheep, You know what I'm saying? Some pigs. You know what I'm saying? Some goats.
All of that.
All that. You gather all of that, and then that's going to give you... Because, and I say that because, you know, they say you need 7 incomes to become a millionaire.
Man, what? I was just talking about that. Go ahead, though.
So, 7 incomes to become a millionaire, you got to deal with customer service. So, that means you need to hit all 4 of them characters to learn them.
Mm-hmm.
And then you got the money coming in because you got the customer service. You know, if you could supply... The customer service is the number one thing.
It is.
Getting someone to open up to you and accept you. Mm-hmm. Now, when you could get them, you gain their trust, now you sell them a product.
Mm-hmm.
Once you sell them a product, they're going to love it. If it's a great product, they're going to come back and come back and come back again. So I think, and the best thing is, everybody needs to keep learning. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
It's learning is just so important. And it doesn't even matter what it is.
No.
You just learn it. But... Pick up a book and learn a subject. Look, Google, mm-hmm. you know, Siri, you know, you know, and get the topics. What you want to know? Hey Siri, where can I learn this at? Google, where can I find this book at? You know, and get that education because that's number one. And everyone just need to enlighten up and get motivated because like this time is now. You know what I'm saying?
It
is now for everybody to like do something. You know what I'm saying? Take a 2 hours off the video game, you know, or 2 hours off your soap opera mm-hmm. or your Netflix.
And
you
just
know,
focus in.
Focus in real quick, you know what I'm saying? Just put everything on pause. Like, let me take me time real quick. What do I need? What do I want to accomplish? What do I need to focus on? Mm-hmm. What is my goods? What is my bags? And once you got that, you could actually start strategizing and coming up in the world. Because everything's going to... Stress gonna fall off.
It does.
You know, stress gonna fall off.
Mm-hmm.
New opportunities gonna come.
They do.
You know, and like you said, temptation will knock and try to get in. But if you open the door, you open the door. Keep the door closed. You ain't gotta avoid so much.
What they say? He ain't here.
Hey, for real, no.
He ain't here. You know what I'm saying? Don't even answer the door for. You know what I'm saying? Just keep the door shut. Focus in, man. It's great that you broke that down like that, man. You know, and that's why I deal with you because, you know, I might say it one way, you say it another way, you know, but two different perspectives saying the same thing. Somebody gonna get it, man.
Right.
And that's what we want, man. If somebody just get the message, man. Get the message, man. Look within yourself. Have your by yourself meeting and get to it, man. You know, sometimes you gotta snatch yourself by the collar. I've done that a couple times, you know. Sometimes I used to call myself lazy, and this lady, she broke it down. You're not a lazy person. I don't know why you keep saying this. I said, because it was, you know, I've been told this. She like, quit saying that. You're not lazy, because I see you a lot in here, and you're not lazy. And then, you know, she had to break it down to me, and I'm like, wow, you know what? I just kept repeating things that I heard about myself. Mm-hmm. That's another reason I tell people, hey, shut down anything from the past, man, that's not positive, man. Because we keep repeating this verbiage, man, that from young kids. Now, we as adults still thinking that we this person, and we're not. We're not. Once you make that choice, you have to make the choice to say, I'm going to uproot myself out of my past. Mm-hmm. Now, you can still hold on and identify with that past in certain ways that's not healthy. And some are healthy. It's up to you to make find that balance and make the decision what you're keeping and what you're throwing away. But you have to separate the two. So once I start getting away from all of these self-defeating thought patterns or these self-defeating thoughts that I've been given as a kid, you know, because like I say, when I wasn't doing well in school growing up.
Mm-hmm.
So all these things was coming. It was getting tagged to me, you know, taped, sketched, however you want to put it. It came on me, you know what I'm saying? And I was identifying with it. And, you know, like I say, I had to go through this class. And the lady told me, you're not that person. I don't know why you keep saying that. And I thought about it. And I'm like, I'm not. Like, lazy person don't do this, and that. Lazy person can't do what I do.
Right.
But just from sheer past experience, just repeating that verbiage of what I heard about myself. And that's one of the biggest keys of overcoming is, don't speak about the negatives, man. Like, don't let those negatives hold you back. It don't hold me back. I don't really harp on them no more. They are what they are. Some people are gonna remind me of them, regardless of whom or what. Say, but you know, I just have to stay in the presence of, I'm not that person, man. I'm more capable of doing more, and God expects me to do more. You know what I'm saying? God wants me to be more, and that's another thing is that God, if you're serving God the right way, you shouldn't be broke. I'm gonna say that if you're serving God the right way, man, you should not be broke, because ain't no way God not gonna bless you. If the devil was blessing you doing the wrong, God gonna bless you doing the right.
Right.
It's just about making a real choice, man, and dedicating to something. You know what I'm saying? You don't have to be over the top with it. You could be still as humble. I don't like using the word humble either. But you could be just as easy with it. You could still be just as laid back, you know, with praising God. You know, you don't have to be in the face with everybody and just, you know, because everybody don't move like that.
Right, right.
But I just say, man, take the choice and make the decision to think about something in a different manner. Think about yourself in a different manner and push yourself in a different way, you know, and get from around people. We have to uproot ourselves, man. You cannot hang around with idiots and expect to be a winner, man. It's not going to happen. It
ain't going
to
happen at all.
It ain't going to happen, man, because those idiot attitudes and those idiot behaviors, man, and those idiot thought patterns, they start to chip at you, man, because they don't want to see you win. No way, these idiots. they out here tripping people up.
Man, they be thinking like they know it all, too. Like, it's so bad. Like, I just be looking like, why am I in a different position than you are? And you're not ahead of me. Like, I can't learn from you. Like,
yeah.
And at some point, you know, I was doing something last week.
Yeah.
And I said something like, you know, smart people play dumb. And the lady was like, you smart, because you right about that.
Mm-hmm.
I forgot where I was at.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I worked at Macy's.
Okay.
And customer service again.
Customer service.
Me and the customer was talking for 30 minutes straight.
Wow.
Like, on the floor. That's where I was at. Man, the conversation was so deep. Like, it's too deep. The manager even came. Like,
I was going to say, I'm surprised supervisor didn't pull up.
The manager even came, and she didn't even want to interrupt us because conversation was so deep. It was about, you know, wealth, you know, flipping homes, building homes, fixing them up. That's why I'm like this today. I came, had to work this morning. Then just came from the Dr. Platts for the Golden Gloves. If you're watching that, turn it to WKTV. That is on right now.
It is on right now.
But it's just about expanding your network, you know. First you get the education, then you can expand it and like look for a mentor or someone else like in that area could give you some type of tips of what's your next steps.
True.
And you know, because like you say, God gonna lead you. He ain't gonna just reward you. He gonna lead you as well.
Mm-hmm.
And as soon as you walk through the door and accept it, it's going to be another reward coming shortly, and then another mentor, then another task. Like, and, you know, this is just a test. This is just training, I feel like. You know, okay, can you make it? Are you going to give up? Like he said, I put my strongest soldiers through the toughest times.
True.
You know?
That's true.
And it's like if you can make it through the storm, you're going to get the rewards.
Weather it. Weather that storm, man. Hey, weather that storm.
Weather that storm, man. You know, and once you weather that storm, man, them tests not over, but they not as fast as they used to come, though. They not as fast as they used to come. You know, you literally got to bob and weave by hell. You get to them. It's like, I'm telling you, this world is so mad, you know. It's a mad world out there, so you got to be, you know, isolate yourself and, you know, keep great people around you, good vibes, good energy, you know, love everyone. And not only that, we're going to take it back. I went to, you know, we're in Grand Rapids, Michigan, for all those who don't know.
Oh, yeah, we're in Grand Rapids, Michigan, 616, doing it big right now, man. We coming up. We one of the hottest states right now. Everybody flocking here.
Man, for real, though. But back to customer service, or dealing with people overall, I learned about communication where you gotta listen to understand rather than listen to respond.
That's deep.
And some people, a lot of people, they listen to respond. Mm-hmm. You know, they're not trying to understand where you're coming from, you know, and relate with what you're talking about because it's uncomfortable for them. And a lot of people don't want to take acceptance for what's uncomfortable for them.
Exactly.
You know, and that's what a biggest person is, a biggest problem is change for a person. You know, you want me to change myself? You want me to find who I am inside to I'm not who I portray myself to be?
Yeah.
You know, a lot of people, it's kind of hard, but once you get away from the negative people, you know, it could be family, best friends, you know, literally anybody, school teachers, whatever.
And get away from them.
Away from them. Go to the counselor's office and say, man, I need a new teacher.
Right. She ain't believing in me. She ain't pushing me right where I need to be pushed.
You know, in this day and age, you know, it's a powerful thing to have, like, the different resources that we have to learn or teach someone or, you know, have communication with someone, you know, so... It's kind of crazy, you know, these days. I was just thinking about, man, you know, looking at gas prices right now, like 30-something. I'm thinking, like, man, I wonder how much gas prices was during 9/11. I'm like, I'm sure they was probably like 4 or 5. And I think this is the last time I've seen gas prices like that.
They're rising, man. What they say, temperatures rising, man. The gas is going up. Man. You know, this overinflation, man, they putting all this money out here, man. Like you say, it's a beautiful time, though, man. Don't look down on it. Quit looking down on yourself. Quit looking down on your situation. Quit looking down on the people. You know, a lot of people talk down about people, man. I was around some people, man, and that's all they could do was talk in a down manner about everything and everybody. And I'm sitting there, you know, in my mind, like, yo, what am I doing here, man? Like, this ain't me. This ain't my crowd. But this old friends, you know, old situation. It's like, I got love for them.
I got love for them,
but it ain't me.
Ain't me.
So I had to just get quiet, man, and hear it, listen. And you know, and it really is a job to be on point with what you're going to say and what you're going to respond to and how you respond when you hear people just chit-chatting. Mm-hmm. Because it's so easy to just throw something out there. It's so easy just to give an opinion on somebody. And it's like, man, that's gossip, man. I'm not like, giving no opinions on nobody. I ain't got nothing to do with that man's life. You know, I ain't got nothing to do with that conversation. That ain't even how I get down, you know. So I had to check that, because the thought would pop up to say, oh, that's, you know, right? And I want to say something. And then if it ain't conducive, if it ain't uplifting, and if it ain't encouraging, I'd rather not say it, man. I just don't like talking down to people. I just don't like talking negatives, man. You know, it don't help me. You know, I'm a firm believer in that. I'm a winner. And I like putting myself in winning positions. I like seeing people win, and I'm a firm believer that if someone else found the way to win, I could figure it out too.
Mm-hmm.
You know, just let me get my foot in that door. That's my mentality. If I can just get my foot right there, I can push my way through. I can wiggle in there, you know. But a lot of times, you know, growing up, I always put my foot in the wrong door.
Mm-hmm.
Right. And then got snatched in. So it was like, oh, shit, what I'm doing up in here? So just to say that, you know, be on guard with what goes through your mind, what goes through your heart, and what God is saying within you. Be on guard, man, and separate what's good, what's not good, what's helpful, what's not helpful, what's uplifting, and what's just a waste of time. Got anything?
Man, before we close out, I'm going to say this. What you eat is important too. You
Ooh.
Know, get that fruit in you.
Ooh.
You know, you don't need all that medication that these in the pharmacies. You know, get some fruit. You know,
vegetables.
You know, salads. Get them good salads in you.
Man,
you
the
know.
Food is the medicine.
Man, the medicine.
Not the pills. Get away from these doctors, man. Run. Hey, that's another one. Stay away from these doctors, man. Some of them good for checkups. They're good for diagnosing, but the pills and the medication they're giving you. It's not the solution.
Right.
The solution is eating healthy, eating right. Fruits, vegetables, stay away from bread, all that starch, all that pork, all that beef. People look at me every time like, Tim, what do you eat? You know, like, you talking all this and like, what you know, you eating like a rabbit. You eating like a bird. I was like, but look at my glow, though.
Yeah, look at my glow.
You know, and I'm not looking frail, you know what I'm saying? It's not as simple as it look, but I guarantee you that you will have a better outcome in your life. Like my man say, it helps with your mind.
Cleans the mind.
And a lot of mucus come out of that food we eat, and that's what Dr. Sebi was talking about. So we running short on time, y'all. We got to get ready to get out of here, man. This is my man, Ruff. Anybody got any opinions about my man? how y'all feel about him being on the show. I like him around. You know, he gives me a different perspective, man. That's the young homie.
And I'm going to work, work, work. You know, give me them responses. Let me know what you like, what you don't like. Man. And give us some topics if you, you know, need something to talk about. You know,
my guy.
Go ahead and comment, you know, leave a response.
But stay uplifted, man, and stay focused on you. Stay away from the negative. Stay focused on you. God has you in his plans, and you can overcome. And with that, we'll talk to y'all later.
The opinions expressed in the preceding program are those of the producer and not necessarily those of WKTV Community Media.